Read 180 Audiobooks presents Reality Strikes, a collection of 9 true stories by various authors. Before you start reading, let me tell you a little about the book. In Reality Strikes, you'll meet 9 real teenagers. They come from different backgrounds and live in different places, but all of these kids have 2 things in common. In the past, they all had big problems or found themselves in serious trouble, and they've all learned how to handle their problems and turn their lives around. To find out more, turn to page 1 in your book and get ready to follow along as you listen. But first, here's a word from your reading coach.
Hi, I'm Nicole. I'll be reading Reality Strikes, True Stories About Kids with you. From time to time, I'll be speaking up to make sure we don't miss anything important. I'll also show you some of the strategies I use to figure out difficult words or confusing parts in the stories. When you hear this sound, it means I'm about to say something. This book is a collection of true stories. Like many story collections, it starts with an introduction that explains what the stories and the kids they're about have in common. Let's get started. The introduction begins on page 4. Don't forget to follow along in your book as you listen to the recording.
Reality Strikes, True Stories About Kids. Introduction. Every kid has to deal with some tough stuff growing up, but the 9 kids profiled in this collection have dealt with some of the toughest problems reality has to offer: addiction, discrimination, illness, violence, disability, and even death. Their problems are varied, but all 9 kids have one thing in common. They didn't let their problems keep them down forever. They found the help they needed to overcome their troubles and get their lives on track. In this book, you'll find the story of Lisa. Her addiction to gambling cost her money, a job, and the trust of her family. But today, her debts are paid, and with the help of Gamblers Anonymous, she plans to stay away from casinos forever. Then there's Sergio. As the leader of a violent gang, he seemed likely to wind up in jail or dead. But after losing 2 good friends to gang battles, he realized that his life